really hard to pull when you have no core muscles.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call to order this meeting in the Mars Working Group. It's Thursday, December 7th. It's 2:07 p.m. Let's first go around the table and introduce ourselves, you know who's present. This is Justine Forsyth-Hahn. I'm the chair of the committee and here as a representative from the IRC.
I'm Patricia Winget. I'm representing the Minnesota Department of Health.
Ellen Pearl, the advisor's office.
Rick Black, Secretary of State's office.
Jody Pope, non-health boards.
Beth Sheffer, MnDOT.
Rebecca Gaspard, health licensing boards.
Wendy Lake, Department of Labor and Industry.
And Denise, are you there?
Denise Collins, Office of Administrative Hearings.
And we have Mary Lynn Mahoy as well. Okay, I think our first order of business is to review and approve the meeting minutes from November 16th, our last meeting. Take just a minute to review them if you haven't already. I do not have any changes.
I just have one thing on the where it says funding brainstorming continued.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted about 30 states.
Oh,
not just 30 people, 30 states. If the scope document is approved by the group and it's something that we want to integrate into the report. Patricia, do you want to just briefly talk about what we did, just combining that?
Well, what I did was I made sure that the previous edits included all of the things that we had agreed to in previous meetings. There were three edits that had been made. And all of them do appear in the document. So, and the other thing I did is I changed the date to reflect that this was our most recent draft, just for efficiency. So, that concludes what I did. And I did read through it to see if there are any other glaring things that needed correction, and I did not find anything.
Thank you for doing this, Pat. I just have one minor thing at the top of page 2. It should be Americans with Disabilities, Pearl, and Miscellaneous.
I know this was just sent out yesterday, late afternoon by me, so I guess we have a couple options. We could review it now, or I feel like we have a lot of other things to discuss. We could review it generally now, and we could set a deadline by which people would respond to me, whether or not they have any other edits, and if not, we could decide to incorporate it into our document if we believe that's appropriate, either in whole or some truncated version, or we could take some time now and just go through it. Many?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that the group decided that it would follow the requirements of the open meeting law, so decisions can only be made at meetings, not by email.
You're correct.
Well, my thought was that we would, that this document would serve as our sort of our guiding principles, but I think that it could be an attachment to our report, but I wouldn't think we would necessarily need to incorporate the text into the report.
It's a good idea. We have a lot of documents like that that are supportive but not necessarily need to be part of the content.
Let me clarify. I was thinking that because this group has already approved this document, so rather than revisiting it or rehashing it, that we would just include it as another piece of material. So.
I think that idea was brought up at the last meeting too, and I think that's perfectly appropriate.
Okay. Do you want to take a vote on incorporating it as a? I'm not really sure.
I would suggest that if you're going to be the primary drafter, Justine, we should leave it up to you whether to incorporate parts of this in the report or just have it as an attachment.
Okay. I also agree that it would be best served just as an attachment that it would get, I think, difficult to pull apart out. So I'll move forward with including it as an attachment as a support document. Any other thoughts on that piece? Denise, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's move on to number four. Continuing our actual conversation about the Odyssey Fund. I unfortunately have not heard back a final, determination from, Matthew Porat and Minnit, based on the conversation that I had with them. I had a phone conversation with Darren Cordy, my supervisor, who's one of our assistant commissioners, and also an attorney with Matthew Porat and Michelle Flatt and some of their staff in their legal department, talking about whether or not the Odyssey Fund was legally an appropriate option for us to pursue. And while we differed in our opinion of whether that was the case, their current, position is that it is not, based on some of the language in the statutes.
I'm sorry. Minnit's position?
Yes. I left that folder on my desk, but there is some specific language that specifically uses the phrase state agencies, and because this would not be one particular state agency using the funding, that was sort of where they were getting hung up, if I recall, and I had asked them if they would send me a write-up of their position so that I could present it to you and that we could have further discussion if necessary, but didn't get a follow-up yet from them, and I asked if they would be willing to document it so that we could incorporate their position as well. We pushed back and asked a couple questions, and they agreed that they understood our rationale and that the initial statute that we looked at last time was much broader, and I think it says state agencies or other governmental entity, but that when you look at the statute that section references, it only says state agencies, and they've been reading it very narrowly, and that the support they've been getting to use that has been very narrow, and so they've been, hesitant to have a broader brush. So, Bert?
Well, I guess I would say, without conceding my right to what you'll hear later today, to not necessarily want to use the Odyssey Fund, let me just suggest that this is going to the legislature. The legislature can make an exemption from or change that statute. So I'm not necessarily that concerned about, if that's the hang-up, that can be changed. If the legislature really wants to, we can recommend that's a change that can be made. So if that's the hang-up, I don't know that's, I mean, certainly that's true under current law, but the whole point of this entire exercise, in part, is to suggest ways to do this not necessarily under current law.
Right. So I think it's important to incorporate their position and the discussion we've had with them, but that If the group decides, one of our recommendations could be that pursuing that as an option, either as the statute stands, if the legislature feels it's appropriate, or with amendments to the language. So given that we don't have, this kind of ties into our report discussion too, that's sort of the update I have, and if we want to wait to have further discussion about whether and what to include, or we could just do it now. I'm thinking it would be most appropriate to include a discussion of our talk regarding that option, the position of minute, hopefully something documented by them, and then our suggestion of it being an option if we have approval to move forward. And, you know, setting out the caveats and things like that. So we don't really have many options, so it's nice to have one. But
when we get to, when we get into the discussion of the options, you know, there may be multiple options working mm-hmm. together
yeah.
as part as what the group ultimately recommends.
Okay, so that's what I have for an update about the Odyssey Fund. Are there any lingering questions? Since I haven't heard back from Minute, I can touch base with them when I do, if that's necessary or helpful for anyone, or is there anything else anyone was wondering? I have a few lingering questions that we talked about, just generally about Minute and budgets that I was hoping to talk to them about when I heard from them, but and they acknowledge that just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean that it can't be done. Just at this time, they weren't sure that it was a clear appropriate use. So. There's another thing to bring up that didn't need to be done by the sounds. Okay. All right, let's move on to number five. given that we haven't heard, that I haven't heard back from them, and not that we necessarily need to hear back from them to make our final determination, and that it is already December 7th, and we only have really one more meeting before I think we need to have the final report concluded, I would like us to have a final determination today of what are the different funding mechanisms that we are going to include in the report so that we can move forward with the drafting, at least happening throughout. Wendy?
I would recommend that we divide this discussion in two parts, the funding for the initial development of the system and the funding for the ongoing maintenance system.
Okay. Sure. So let's talk about funding for the initial creation of the system. I listed out the options again, just for visual purposes. We decided last time that the legacy fund, the charge per use, and the private sector ad revenue were not items that we would be recommending. So was
that a decision for both the initial and for the ongoing maintenance? That there would be no good one possibility would be that for the ongoing maintenance, at least part of it could be a charge per use. We didn't want the whole thing to be charged per use because we cost prohibitive. Was there a determination ever voted on by this group that there should be no charge at all per use? I don't recall.
I don't think so. I was just going to say for the initial part, the initial system, I think. So, okay, let's talk about just the initial system. We talked about last time generally that those three options really were not things that we wanted to support at this time. However, would any of those three options and things we would want to consider? I think we were maybe generally thinking of the initial phase. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are there any of those that we think would be appropriate to consider or keep as an option for the ongoing maintenance? We could suggest all of them. I mean, none of them. And then we'll come back and talk about the initial phase and the ongoing for those that we haven't ruled out. Or is it better to go one by one? Why don't we go one by one? Let's look to the legacy fund. I feel that is not something that we would recommend as funding for the initial setup of the system, given that they applied before and didn't get much. The amount they got before was only $35,000, which is not very much in terms of what we need, but it could be something we could keep as a possibility for some maintenance fund, either some or all. So at least we can include it as a recommendation. Any strong support or opposition for that? Shaking heads, I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean you?
It means you said it well.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yes.
So the legacy fund is something that we would not recommend as a possible funding mechanism for the initial setup of the MARS system, but it is something that could be considered as possible funding for future maintenance. Is
that maybe possible but unlikely?
Okay.
And that might be helpful, I think, to indicate in the report too, so that there's not any, so a legislator doesn't look at the report and think, oh, we could fund it and then it could be maintained by this mechanism, because it's an iffy, not guaranteed, somewhat unlikely.
I was just wondering if we could expedite the conversation. Is there any, by asking if there's anyone who thinks any of the options under B are appropriate for the initial funding?
No.
I think that we could still capture the option of the Odyssey Fund should the legislature direct us to, or find that minutes interpretation of the law is not the only option, possibly. So we can leave that option open.
So are you talking about initial funding or for maintenance? For the Odyssey fund right now?
Did you just ask for about maintenance? Or
no, I'm just
initial.
Trying to, it's
okay,
for dividing.
Initial, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, initial funding. I was just
yeah.
thinking, is there any, I'm wondering if there's anyone here who thinks any of these other funding mechanisms other than appropriation are appropriate for the initial funding. That's my question. Because
okay,
I personally think that really the in-depth discussion about what our recommendation would be in terms of other things might be more appropriate for the ongoing maintenance.
Sure.
Without conceding my office's general objections, which you'll hear later, I think the Odyssey Fund should, I agree with Christine, that it should be continued as a item for funding the initial construction, but they've already said that they aren't the maintenance item anyway.
What was the last part of what you said?
Well, that they've already, the minute has already said they don't do maintenance.
Right.
Odyssey
right.
Fund doesn't do maintenance.
Charge per use for the private sector. I'm asking because Rebecca said maintenance is possible but unlikely. Do we feel that any of those remaining two options would be?
As to the ads, the reason for not doing that would still apply in the case of maintenance. It's a problem with the nature of the revenue capture mechanism itself, not without regard to whether it's for the initial or otherwise. So I would say that that's actually a no in both places for the ad revenue of private sector.
And the charge per use, it sounds like it would likely be not an option for initial building, but possibly for maintenance.
When perhaps we need to talk more about per use. I'm thinking that agencies that engage in rulemaking, there could be perhaps a small user fee that wouldn't be onerous for the smaller agencies, but it would contribute to a portion of those ongoing maintenance costs.
And possibly the maintenance costs could be offset by one or two of the other options as well. That's what you're thinking. Maybe.
Well,
as an option.
Yeah, but if it's not Odyssey, I think we're looking at appropriation.
Right.
But the legislature might be more willing to kick in money if the agencies also are willing to kick in some money.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to even make a suggestion of what that dollar amount would be, or is that not appropriate? Okay. So I think that brings us back to, I guess,
Tristan.
Yep, sure.
If it's appropriate, I'd add a couple things to other.
Okay,
sure. One is I had a conversation with someone in our private sector. On this list is private sector ad revenue. There's also, you know, like private sector, some kind of other funding. But for-profit entities want to make a profit, so I don't think we would get anywhere with that. I did have a conversation with one party who thought about it, was interested, had some conversations, and then came back and said, no, this isn't, you know, we can't make any money on this. So that forecloses private underwriting. And then the other thing is I had a conversation with our budget officer who pointed out that it would be difficult to find money in agencies because it always comes back to, you know, taking money elsewhere or raising money, new money, changing our indirect formula, any of those things that agencies are not particularly interested in doing because of other priorities that are more pressing. And also, the bottom line is it comes back to the taxpayers, because if we raise the money out of one place, then we'd have to allocate the money from one place, we'd have to do something somewhere else, like raise our user fees to taxpayers. It all comes back to the taxpayers, and is that the efficient use? Is that kind of a system the efficient use? And then trying to get approval from agencies with competing priorities, that just doesn't seem likely. So those are the two other things that I was thinking we could add to our options, considered but not recommended.
So the first one was private underwriting, and the second one was more of agency contribution?
Well, yes, trying to raise the money internally from agencies. And given the breadth of state government, it seems like it would be rather cumbersome. So.
Any other items to add to the table? Okay. Does anyone feel, I feel like I have clarity on which options are appropriate for initial versus maintenance. Do we need any other further thoughts to discuss that, or should we can loop back to appropriation, including, so in addition to the recommendations we just discussed, we would also include direct appropriation for some or all of the initial startup costs, as well as possibly scoring some or all of the maintenance costs, depending on what other options are palatable. Is that something that the group wants to include in these parts? And I had a conversation with Paul at Merrimack yesterday, and he felt similarly, and in terms of practically speaking, how that kind of shakes out. Basically, my understanding what he was saying, if, depending on what the response is, I don't know if we can expect a response to the report or how exactly that happens. I've never gotten a response from any legislative report I've been covered or sat in, so just something to think about, because I'm not sure how it happens, that he had indicated that in the past, basically, you go directly to the committees to seek that appropriation at the appropriate time, and that would go from there. So I'm not sure when that would be for this, but in terms of looking ahead and next steps, that's what I have to share. Okay, Patricia?
Well, it seems to me that we can support the notion of appropriation directly, because the revisor's office has already done the groundwork. We have the reports through them. They've offered to provide us with support from their existing staff. So that's where the most efficient option is. So I think we can emphasize that in the report.
Now comes the part where I ask you to help. Of those, what would be helpful, Bert?
Since I brought it to the group, I'll do the ad revenue part.
Okay.
It won't be terribly long, but I have the information that I gathered, and so I can write that up. As long as it's not for attribution.
I think that's fine. that would be great. What would be helpful for me is if people are willing to just, you know, write a few paragraphs on each of these sections, kind of basically our discussion of which part of the process we're recommending them, either for upstart or maintenance or a combination of both. I think then we'll all review and provide feedback and edit and make sure that what we're saying is consistent across what the committee believes, and that we're all in support of the language that we're using. So, Bert, thank you for offering to do the ad revenue. Does anyone have any, do any of these particularly appeal to anyone?
I just have a question. I'm unsure if the group has come up with a recommendation, because whoever would write would need to be writing what the recommendation of the group is. I don't know about others. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be out of the office for more than 2 weeks. I'm going to miss the next meeting, so I don't know if who else is going to miss the January 4th meeting, but are you going to vote on a recommendation at that time? Is that your plan?
I think that decision needs to be made today. So I thought that's what we were just discussing, so that we would know what recommendations for each part of the project we were going to include in the report. I don't think we have time to make it.
Okay, so what is the recommendation of the group then for funding of the initial funding?
I mean, I think we have several different options that we're going to present. Do we want to rank them and suggest one over the other? That's a discussion I think we can have. I mean, our task was to define funding mechanisms that could spread the cost across the agencies. So I think by laying out the different options, we're doing that, and then we have to decide if we want to have number one or number two or most recommended or urgent?
Okay, what are you thinking?
It
says recommendation, so I thought that, well, if you want to just have options, I'm not going to, that's fine. I just trying to clarify what you see in the report.
Well, I keep using that for a recommendation that I probably should not, because it is not included in the legislative language. We are supposed to define a funding mechanism to share the cost to build and maintain the MARS system among state agencies and departments. So it doesn't say that we're supposed to say what our favorite is or make a recommendation. So I guess literally looking at this, we would just be listing out some possibilities. I don't know who chooses from them. Maybe we want to make a recommendation of what we feel is the most likely and most appropriate or not. Bert?
I have to strongly argue against making a recommendation. And the basis for that is that the Office of the Secretary of State, after having looked at the entire process, believes that the report, even though we have certain two items, really, that we're charged with reporting to the legislature, that the report should include some statements about really questioning the need what are the reasons for this project, and then also questioning the funding. Others around the table have already talked about the fact that there are other priorities that agencies have. There's especially now that we have a projected shortfall, the statement that was made about it all goes back to from the taxpayers, you know, no matter how you look at it, is even more trenchant now that we have at least $188 million projected shortfall in the biennium, and that's not counting the legislative budget, which is about $130 million more, and who knows what will happen. You know, we don't know what will happen with the federal tax impacts. So we believe there's a great deal of doubt about doing this project that should be mentioned in the final report, both the reason for doing it and the cost and funding issues. And I realize that that statement partly gets to item 6 on the agenda, but I do think it impacts on recommendations that if we do include those kinds of statements in the report, I don't know that we should be making any recommendations as to preferred funding mechanism if we don't think it should be funded.
That sort of gets to another question that I had for the group, which I'll just throw out there now for lack of knowing the best. Excuse me, time is to do that. So I was talking about the process of simply drafting this report, you know, who reviews it, edits it, do we need to think about accessibility issues, you know, who submits it, given that one particular agency doesn't necessarily run the report. If the committee as a whole is contributing and drafting to the report, I've asked Paul if he would be willing to do his staff to do the final kind of review and edit and submit it, and he's willing to do that with a two-week kind of head start, which makes time very much of the essence. However, they don't do accessibility reviews there. And I was talking with our director of government relations about whether or not that was something we needed or didn't need, given that the majority of people on this group are representing, you know, executive branch agencies. And are we viewing this, not all, but are we viewing this as more of an, what's the perspective? Is it more of an executive kind of type of report, relying on the agencies? It's not really our personal opinion, it's what the committee has decided. And so because of that, what do we feel about submitting a report that's not accessible? And secondly, do we want to have some kind of audience with the governor's office before the report is submitted, so that they have a heads up, knowing that they have supported it in the past? Those are kind of two questions, but they kind of relate, so I wanted to throw those out as you're pondering, because those kind of practical things will need to get figured out quite quickly. Given that, you know, my experiences with drafting reports that are coming directly from MDE that we're organizing or supporting a working group, so that's kind of my, we put that into your hands.
One approach would be just say, here are possible funding options, and this group makes no recommendation regarding whether this project should be funded at this time or not in light of the current budget situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because of the current situation is bad doesn't mean some future years it might not get better.
Right. We've done a lot of work gathering information, doing research, and that won't be lost. We're capturing it and offering it. Patricia?
Well, that makes sense to me. I think that we could write something that expresses a lot of support for this kind of approach, because it makes sense from records management standpoint, it makes sense from economic standpoint, but we don't have a totally persuasive argument along those lines, but we could certainly say that it would be an advantage for availability, some of these things that were in our list: public access, security, preservation, transparency. We meet all those goals with the system, we just don't have any money.
Well, I have to say, and we've said this before, and we've talked about this before, there's no great clamoring among the citizenry for this.
I guess my view is the citizenry hasn't probably taken a look at the Connecticut system, which is so user-friendly, and you go to that system, and it's just like, it's just so evident, all the rulemakings in the state that are being done, how to access records, and there's no vehicle for citizens to organize and express that opinion. So I think perhaps it's a case of the citizens not knowing what they're missing.
Well, okay, let's look at it the other way. How many citizens have complained to you about rulemaking records? I've been at the Secretary of State's office since 1981. I don't think I've ever received a complaint from a citizen about access to our rulemaking records.
And Paul, just to respond to that, Paul did say that previously, before the VEGA system was created, that they would get requests for records, and frustration, people expressed frustration that the record wasn't readily available, and they would direct them to go to the agency, and whether or not the agency could find the records or had done a good job of management was very variable. So there has been some frustration from the past. Maybe the VEGA system and what it offers has been a huge enough improvement that we haven't received the same kind of complaints, possibly. I'm not sure. Patricia?
Yeah, well, I have not gone looking for complaints, but my sense is that there are some programs that have not been able to locate records. I have had a couple inquiries, and I do know that law librarians would be very grateful for this. So I think that it's out there. I don't think that it's the most pressing issue of the state. I think it would be good to have leadership and provide good government and maybe do something like the Connecticut system.
If we look at the report as a method of providing and sharing all of the resources and research that we have gathered, that should a time arise where there is funding available, this is what we would like to do. I think having a more neutral but supportive approach might be the best. We don't have to make a clear statement that we recommend. I'm not going to use that word, that we think we should do X over Y, but that these are the options that the group supports pursuing should there be funding available to do so. I think that's a big challenge. We all support the idea of the project, but there isn't the money right now. So it's not.
Well, I guess I have to say, no, we don't all support the idea of doing the project.
True. Meaning,
the position of the Office of the Secretary of State is that there are a lot of questions that are unanswered before we can say we're in favor of doing this project.
Okay. So a question I guess I have for your office then is, do you want to have some kind of statement like that in the report? Or just because you said that, I want to make sure that you're...
Well, we'd like to see the report say, talk about the fact that while law librarians, with all due respect, and I have friends who are law librarians, for whatever that's worth in this day and age. You know, while there may be some groups that are looking for this kind of system, it's a nice to have, mm-hmm. It's not a have to have, and that there right now it's not clear that there's a real demand for this system. Now, if you want to, I mean, that can either be in the report, or we could discuss it under item 6. And the other thing is that we should decide what kind of an approval process we're looking at, which I imagine would be at the January 25th meeting.
You mean approval process?
Well, you know, a vote or some, what kind of thing are we going to use to say this is the action of the commission, the working group?
Prior to the report being completed or afterwards?
Well, at the point of approval, generally speaking, that would be the last meeting, would be where we say up or down, whether we like it and
whether we like what's in the report.
What's in the report,
okay.
That's right.
Wendy?
Yeah, I'm just going to read what the statute says about what's in the report. The report must identify the functional and non-functional requirements of the MARS system. The working group must define a funding mechanism to share the cost to build and maintain the MARS system among state agencies and departments. I don't see anything in here about they want our opinion as to whether we endorse the project or not.
It doesn't prohibit it. I mean, that's up to the group. It's up to the group as to what they want to put in the report, and it's up to members as to whether they want to vote for or sign or whatever it is that we're going to do with this report.
Are others?
I'm not interested in introducing discord, although I guess I have, into the process. But in any kind of where there's an output in a group, there's got to be some point in which people are asked whether or not they like it.
So hearing that, it just, and then what you just said, Wendy, reading what the statute requires us to do, it's entirely, I would think, the case to be that the report is just written in complete neutrality, because we're not directed by statute to make a recommendation. It can be, you asked us to do this, this is what we found out, here it is. It doesn't have to be who agrees with it or disagrees with it or anything else. Can it not? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
There's going to be either agreement or disagreement with whatever work product there is. I don't think, given the conversations, I don't think there's going to be a consensus, a unanimous consensus, on this report.
What would there need to be consensus on?
Well, either you have a vote or you have consensus.
On
there
what?
Has to be an approval process. We can't just go along and amorphously say, well, here's our report. Okay, we have members of this group which need to either approve or disapprove the report.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is that the case? If the statute doesn't say, you know, everyone who's charged to be part of this working group has to have an opinion on it. I don't know.
Like there might be, like, some people are talking about approving the report, and some people are talking about approving the project, and it seems like they could be two different things. It sounds like we're talking about having a report that doesn't take a position on the project, but then I think that we would all have to agree that the report doesn't take a position on the project, or that the report says what we want it to say.
Well, I don't think we all have to agree, but there has to be, you know, majority rule. were using Roberts, right? Or Mason's or Jefferson's or somebody's rules of procedure.
Well, this is a group of rules people, and we generally try to avoid votes because the advisory committees do not vote on the rules. We try to reach consensus. And I would say that that this discussion is about the nature of the report, not whether we have a report that we're ready to adopt. And maybe we would vote on that, but I think it makes more sense to come up with a report that we feel that we have made a contribution. This is a lot of time, staff time and energy, and a lot of meetings. So I think we certainly can show that we fulfilled the first part, which is the functional and non-functional requirements of the MARS system. The defining a funding mechanism, we've always known was going to be a very troublesome part of this arrangement. So maybe we can work together and come to a consensus of something we can express that shows that we've had some kind of product for this. I think that punting completely is something we don't need to do yet. I think we can, if we put all these good heads together, we can come up with some kind of explanation that shows that we've accomplished something in our time and with all these discussions. So I think if we can't come up with a formal recommendation, we can at least come up with a clear message of some thought in that direction. So.
Patricia, and I guess the question for Bert, are you feeling that we need a stronger statement than, you know, these are the options that the committee has to offer? The committee supports pursuing these options if an opportunity presents it?
My office's position is that the final report should express doubt about the need for the project and the funding mechanisms for the project and the timing on the project.
Forever or just right now? Express doubt for all time?
No, not for all time, but for the near-term future. That this might be something that could be done down the road, but not now.
Does your office want to have submit kind of some kind of, I guess, minority?
Well, that's item six, right? I guess I would first say I'd like the report itself to say this, and I mean, if necessary, I'll make a motion to that effect, and we can have regular order on the motion. So I guess I'll make the motion that the final report should include statements that question the need for the project, particularly the need at this time, as well as the funding mechanisms available to us, especially considering the monetary situation at this time. But that it might be possible to do this at some time in the future. So that's my motion.
So your motion, are you...
Before there's discussion, I believe we need a second.
It depends on which rules you're using. If you're in committee in the legislature, you don't need a second. But it's up to the body.
Do we have a second?
So we
have a clarifying question.
Mine was kind of clarifying too. But so we can't talk about it unless we get a second. Is that how it works?
This is Denise. I'll second it.
Okay. So then my clarifying question is, so I want to know a little bit more about your timeline, because at when you were saying your motion, at first it sounded like forever, but then you said kind of at the end it sounded more like at this time. So maybe this biennium?
No, I think we're looking at two or three biennia down the road.
Okay.
So we're in discussion, is that where we are?
Yes. Any discussion items?
Well, okay, so let's look back at where we started. Was it, I don't remember what year it was, but probably 2013 is what I think it was, that the agencies came forward with this idea that it would be a good idea for the revisor's office to be the receptacle of official rulemaking records. So I don't, and we have pursued this for many years, and we've spent this money doing this pilot project, and now we've had money to do the requirements. I'm really uncomfortable with the idea that we say that this is not a good idea. It may not have a lot of public support because, as Beth said earlier, people don't know what they're missing. I'm not suggesting we go out and drum up that support, but I'm also thinking that we're the leaders. We know rulemaking that just about nobody in the state does. And it's up to us to be the leaders in this. And we have this good idea that we've been pursuing, and then the legislature gave us some support, but then asked us to deal with the funding. So I think we can come forward with the notion that it's a good idea. We would like to do it as soon as possible without compromising anything. And I think that the Secretary of State's office, you know, is free to have its opinion about it, but this is what the agencies, many agencies have had many discussions about this since 2013. So I think that we could come out with a more positive message than it's not a good idea at this time. I think that put it out there and let the legislature hash over the priorities. We don't have to advance it as it ought to be a priority over other pressing needs, but just to admit defeat and walk away, I don't think is a good use of the energy that we've put into this. So anyway, I'm not in favor of the motion. I think we should do something else.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the idea of trying to set the funding priorities. While I personally agree it probably isn't going to be a high funding priority in the next biennium and maybe the one after that, depending on what happens in the world, but I don't think that's the role of the group. I don't think we were asked to set that as a priority. So although we can recognize our own individual agencies or the agencies we represent may not be willing to fund it. The legislature may not be willing to fund it, but that's separate from, I think, what we've been asked to do. So I also wouldn't support the motion.
Bert, I have a follow-up question for you. Would your motion be that you want to include statements within the body of the report, or that your office would include a minority report that it would submit alongside?
Well, no, this motion is to make this the official group opinion and part of the report. If it passes, it passes. If it fails, it fails.
Okay.
I've done a lot of meetings. It's just a motion, folks.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We should probably do a roll call vote since we have someone on the phone. The open meeting law requires a roll call vote when there's somebody that's not present.
So we would state our names and our position. Go on, okay. Would you like to start?
Wendy Legg, opposed.
Rebecca Gaspard, opposed.
Beth Sheffer, opposed.
Jody Pope, opposed.
Bert Black, in favor.
Mary Lynn, opposed.
Patricia Winget, opposed.
Justine Forsythe, opposed. And on the phone we have
Denise Collins, in favor.
Okay. the motion does not pass.
So I would make a motion that the final report remain neutral, set forth the information required by statute, set forth the funding options, and not make any recommendation or statement encouraging or discouraging this project.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, I would suggest that we, well, I don't know, it's hard because we don't have a draft in front of us to look at, but I think we can say something more positive than nothing about it. I would like us to come up with something that encourages that this be done at some point. We don't have to make a strong recommendation. But we can certainly say that this is a good idea. So that's what I'm, I don't know, would you be willing to take an amendment to that effect?
No, I don't think that's within the purview of the statute. And also I think that we need to consider if there's going to be minority reports the main report is going to have an opportunity to review those and potentially respond to those. And one potential response is that this is totally outside the scope of what we were asked to do. So I would not amend my motion.
Any other discussion? Do you want to take a vote? Roll call vote again.
Wendy Legg, aye.
Rebecca Gaspard, aye.
Beth Pfeffer, aye.
Jody Pope, aye.
Bert Black, nay.
Mary Lynn, aye.
Patricia Winget, nay.
Justine Forsythe, nay. And Denise.
Sorry, it's cutting out. This is Denise. Nay. Sorry, hello?
Denise, you voted nay?
I'm sorry, it's cutting out.
Can I have the nay hands again, please? 5 votes for yay, 4 for nay, so the motion passes. I guess I will circle back now to whether we have any other interest or volunteers as time and resources permit to help contribute drafting some statements to compare drafts regarding some of the options that we will include. I can work on the Odyssey Fund one since I've had those discussions with Minute.
I'll do the charge per use.
Okay, thank you, Julie.
I'll do the legacy, but I wanted to find out if there was somebody who looked into that deeper and got some specific information.
It did a little bit, and I'm too sure to okay. With you, but
okay.
Having a conversation with Paul or something might be helpful just for you to
ask. Okay.
Thank you, Beth. I guess the only one left is sort of the private sector. Not the ad revenue, but the private.
We're turning it over to a private operation.
Yeah.
I don't know where that
That was mine. I can do that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate all of your help. Given our short timeline, I would like to have a nearly final draft for us to review at the January 4th meeting. So do we want to set a deadline for, say, 2 weeks from now to have those drafted? Send them to me, I can incorporate them into the document. Does that seem workable? So that we can have them completed and then ready for review. So that would be
the 21st.
Okay, thank you, Lindy. And the other section of the report that will need to be, there's a couple other sections. We have the functional and non-functional requirements part. I can kind of work on dumping the stuff in and doing some kind of basic narrative of what we did in the process. And then we have the sort of the history and the background of the project and sort of where we began. I don't know if anyone has a particular interest in that piece or knowledge of that piece. A group effort, I suppose. We have the report from January 2017 from the advisor's office that the consultant drafted that has a lot of it in as well. And I have asked Paul if he would write up kind of some blurbs. So if anyone is interested in working on that part, I can coordinate with you and send you what. Anything else on that topic? I want to circle back to the question about the governor's office audience. If anyone has any strong opinions one way or another, I'd love to hear them so that I can share them with my colleagues. I think we're going to meet next week. I think these questions came up with, I guess, me being sort of the primary creator of the document and just trying to figure out what's appropriate in terms of how to use our resources. So I guess there's two main questions I want you to think about. Let's talk about the governor's office first and then the accessibility pieces that might be easier. Do we want to have them look at the report before it's submitted to give them a heads up or get their feedback or not? And the idea behind doing that is because a lot of us are representing our agencies and this is a unique makeup for the committee, do we want to check in with them or not? So I know my director of government relations and RSC are going to talk about it next week, but he wanted me to ask the group if there were any strong positions or experience in doing anything like that. Patricia?
So how would you see that we would approach the governor's office?
That's a good question. We weren't sure I asked that question, and he would literally just talk to their staff and say, here's what we're working on. We're going to be submitting this. Do you have an interest in looking at it beforehand? Yes or no? And if so, would we take any feedback?
So when you say present it to them, do you mean to the policy advisor that advises, that works with your agency? Is that how you would see it happen? Or would you see them taking it to one of their legislative liaison meetings? Or
I don't know. I'll have to ask.
Well, we're talking about a very quick turnaround.
Right.
And our policy advisor's last day is December 15th.
Okay.
So I'll be lucky if I get what I need from her before she departs.
I mean, I asked our director about timeline, and he said he thought only a few days would be necessary to just let them know what's going on. Bert?
Well, I just want to point out that not everybody on the committee works within the part of the executive branch that is controlled by the governor.
Correct.
And that this is a legislative working group.
Mm-hmm. Great. So it may be something that isn't appropriate or needed, but
well,
Patricia?
Given that being the case, then maybe the best thing to do would be for us to go forward with all deliberate speed, get our work done, and then copy the governor's office at the same time we submit it to the legislature.
That's another option. We talked about that as well. I just wanted to get a sense through the unique makeup of our group if there was strong argument in either way.
Since the vote has been that the report's going to be neutral and not make any specific recommendations, I think that greatly reduces the need for governor's office review and approval before it's submitted to the legislature.
Okay. Bring those perspectives back to my conversation with you. So then my next question for the group is regarding accessibility. And in talking with our Director of Government Relations, you know, executive agencies have this responsibility to adhere to accessibility standards. However, the legislature doesn't have the same standards. So, I mean, while it would be great if it was accessible, you know, I basically said I didn't see how we could how that part would work. So just wanted to have a discussion about that, that the report that we submit will likely not have gone through the accessibility review that I think agencies typically do, and that one option would be to deal with concerns that come as they arise. We have a particular individual that routinely, you know, asks to have things that aren't normally accessible become accessible. So just something to throw out, want people to be aware of that, and if there were any other ideas or concerns. So because this group doesn't have an accessibility person to do that work, and given that it would be submitted to the legislature and be posted on the legislative library or the report page as it's submitted, so more of just something to know. We'll see, Denise. Why don't we take a 10-minute break since it's already 3:15, and then we can come back to item 6-7 in my last thing. So we'll come back at 3:25. All right, we'll reconvene this meeting of the Mars Working Group. It's 3:25. And we will, let's move on to item number 6. Denise, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Excuse me. So I wanted to have the group discuss OAH's request to include a statement of their lack of support for the cost of the projects and the different options for that. One of the questions that I had for Denise that I wanted to ask was a clarifying question regarding OAH's position if they were not in support of the cost of the project, regardless of how it was funded in the end. For example, if we requested and obtained a direct appropriation, would they still not support the project? Just, I don't know if you have any more, have anything regarding that, Denise, to share before we move on?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. So then, I mean, OAH can file a minority report if they want to, or we can attach some kind of appendix or statement. Do we want to treat this similarly to Brooke's request and take a vote on whether we want this to be part of the report, given our discussion, the decision on the scope of the report and its neutrality?
Well, I really liked what Wendy said earlier you know, we're taking the position that we're going within the narrow confines of what the statute directed us to do, and the statute didn't direct us to state an opinion, so that because it's going to be neutral, it would be my hope that those that aren't in favor of this happening right now and supporting the funding, because the report is neutral, wouldn't want to have that voiced in the report. But that's not the sense I get from Bird and Diane. I get the sense that they would want that voiced, and if so, then I liked Wendy's recommendation that the majority would then have a response saying the minority report is inappropriate because we were not directed to take a position.
Well, I get your gist, Beth, and that is certainly one solution. I would say that if that's the case, then it would be better for us to exclude minority reports altogether and go with a completely neutral statement. I think we can express ourselves freely in this room, but I don't think we want to go forward to the general world with saying that we couldn't reach a report that has that kind of dichotomy expressed so strongly.
I think maybe it's worth discussing what a minority report is. A minority report, my understanding, is a report that disagrees with something in the majority report. We're going to state the history of the project. We're going to state the functionalities that we came up with by consensus. There was no opposition in that discussion. Those were by consensus. We're going to explain funding mechanisms that have been discussed. We're not going to make a recommendation. How can there be a minority report to anything on which there is not a disagreement with the major report? If the major report is not making any recommendation and the legislature does not request a recommendation.
All right, now I'm going to go back and ask, what is the end approval process of this report? On January 25th, will there be a vote? Are you asking for signatures? What is the process? People have to be allowed to express their opinion.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was originally envisioning that we would come to a consensus as a committee so that we could support the report and the contents of the report as a whole group. That was my original thinking, is that we would want all of us to be supportive of the language that was in the report, whether or not we wanted if you want something in there that isn't, maybe that you're not feeling supportive of the document. But I mean, there's nothing we can do to stop you from filing or OAH from documenting their perspective and submitting it. It just wouldn't be attached specifically to our document. From my understanding, talking with our governmental staff, that we submit our report and another entity can submit something if they want.
Right, and the office, let me be clear, the Office of the Secretary of State hasn't reached a conclusion with respect to that, but I think we'd like to know what the process is. Because at the next meeting, as I understand it, there will be a draft report, which we will then take back, everybody will take back, for review by the people whom we represent, to the extent we represent other people. And then there will be some process on January 25th.
Well, here's on what you're saying, what I would recommend, just in the interest of time, is that we have a nearly final draft on January 4th, and that if the reviser is the one that is going to be submitting the document and doing the final editing and review, they requested a two-week time period, which is January 19th. Given that our last, so a couple questions, do we want to move up our last meeting before that date? And if the report is essentially done at that point. Do we need that last meeting? Given that we're following the open meeting law, it seems like we might need to move up our last meeting so that we can have any final discussions on the report in person. Because we can't just set a deadline between January 4th and the 25th to send any edits.
Right.
Wendy?
Could I ask a question about who anticipates in attending? Because today we had a 5-4 vote. I will not be there on January 4th, which means there will be 8 people if everyone else attends and a possibility of a tie, a vote. I'm just wondering if we know who will be attending which of the final 2 meetings. Is anyone else going to have to miss the January 4th meeting?
Yeah, I'm out of town on the 4th, so I wouldn't be there.
Okay, so that's down to, and everybody's attending today. Is anybody absent today?
No.
No. Okay, so that's down to 7. Anybody else missing January 4th?
Possibly.
So it may be down to 6. You need?
No, or 5.
Or 5.
Yeah, possibly.
You need at least 5 for a quorum.
Do we?
Well, but are we going to take any votes on January 4th?
That's what I'm just, before we decide that, it would be nice to know if there's going
it's
to be
possible.
A quorum.
I wasn't anticipating votes on the 4th. I was anticipating getting a document that would be the basis for a vote one way or the other on January 25th.
Well, getting the document we can do by email.
My hope is that you would have the document prior to the 4th, shortly before, so that you will all have had time to review and contribute any changes. Of those of you that are gone, I realize that can be more challenging, depending on when you're unavailable, that then we would discuss any changes so that they could be made within a couple of weeks following the meeting so that we could submit the final document to the provider's office no later than January 19th, which is essentially 2 weeks following January 4th.
Well, then we need to move up the meeting so we can have a final vote before we submit it to the advisor.
Okay. Do we want to, when we do that?
I was just wondering if, since 4 out of the 9 people may not be able to attend the January 4th meeting, if it might make sense to move that week meeting to the following week. Will people be in town and available the following week?
Okay, but we still need 2 meetings in January. We need 1 meeting to get the document, and 1 meeting to have the and do what Justine was talking about, and 1 meeting to have the final vote on a static document.
Okay, I thought that Justine just said that there would be a first draft, December 21st drafts would do. You do maybe. I'm just wondering if
can we. Just thinking about holiday schedules and when people are out of the office, knowing I myself am out for a whole week, and I'm sure many of you are as well. Maybe the best approach is to have your blurbs are all, if we could get any contributions perhaps by the 19th instead, so that I could have a couple days to compile them. And I could send a draft out by December 22nd, just talking while I'm looking at the calendar so we write this down. Knowing that we have the holiday for some, many are out of the office the last week of December and some of early January. And if we move the meeting to January 11th, would there be challenging with, I don't think that we can move the meeting back a week, because that's the week of Christmas and many are gone, I'll be gone. Patricia?
January 11th is the public hearing on the food code after
okay,
8-year development.
Okay.
You want to be there, huh?
You want to be there.
This is our last meeting here in this building, so we could talk with, I can call Paul's staff, Jenna, who I've talked to, and see if there's another time that could accommodate us. Or we may just have to find a different day and time.
This is the guest Wi-Fi here. There's no password for that.
Because if we want one meeting for discussing changes, Hopefully people would come to the meeting having already read through the report. It required definitely some work ahead of time. So reading through the report, having any edits made, I think it would be appropriate if the changes were sent to me and I could incorporate them and I still then bring as updated as possible a document to our meeting. For those of you that are going to be gone on January 4th, do you have the ability to review what's sent out prior to that date so we have your feedback to discuss, or how out of touch are you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be gone the whole time, so, you know, probably not things sent, you know, those 2 days, but, a lot of it.
Is it worth finding a different time that week? Is it just that day, or is it the whole week?
Just see a calendar?
No, I have for me, it's Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
That week.
I'm out of town, and, in fact, there's even an acting chief counsel appointed from December 22nd through January 5th.
Okay.
So I'm back in the office January 8th, so I'm out of pocket until January 8th.
Okay. Mary, you also said you were going?
Possibly. I don't.
Okay.
For certain.
Could we meet on January 8th?
I'll be gone then, but
I have a hearing then. What about the 12th, which is a Friday?
I'm worried that doesn't give us enough time.
What about the 10th on a Wednesday?
I can't on the Wednesday.
I can't either.
Okay.
Oh, heck.
So what if we met on, I know Wendy, you're gone, if we met on Tuesday or Wednesday, the first week of January, would Joey and or Mary be able to hopefully make it work?
Yeah, I could do either of those.
Yeah, they'll work around me because I'm a maybe, so.
Denise, are you still with us?
I am, and I'm around you.
Okay, kind of sidetracked. Okay. Maybe the best course of action is to see if we can find a possible meeting space on the second or third same time, 2 to 4. And then Wendy, we can work together to make sure we get your feedback incorporated.
Thank you.
And then we would need another meeting before the 19th. Is that the thought? Since the 19th is the deadline to get it to the revisor, right?
Yeah, the second. I think ideally if we, I think it would be good to schedule one earlier the week of the 19th, say maybe Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, so that hopefully by that point we're just taking a final vote, whatever we decide that means in a few minutes.
So probably Tuesday or Wednesday, because Monday's a holiday that week.
Oh, is it?
So yeah,
talking the 19th of January?
Yes. So Tuesday or Wednesday, January 16th or 17th. The 15th being Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
The 15th is Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
So the 16th or the 17th, really?
Yes.
Those work for me.
Yeah.
Any opposition or known conflicts for either of those days at this point? I'll see if we can find out.
Wednesday's a conflict for me, but
okay.
Just one.
Preferably the afternoon of the 16th.
Try for the 16th, if not the 17th. Appreciate all your flexibility. Okay, so I will work on rescheduling those, and I'll kind of email out sort of our timeline and what's going to be done when, so we're all clear about that. So going back, I guess, to 2 things, we only have 20 minutes left, is why don't we make a decision about what kind of final decision we're going to make? Are we going to have an official vote to come to consensus that we're in support of the language that's included in the report?
Well, consensus means that we are all in agreement, and then we won't need to vote. If we don't have consensus, then we'll need to decide whether we're going to have a vote. So, I don't know.
I've sat on several committees that have drafted reports before, and we've never taken a formal vote. They have never been comprised of so many different entities, however. What we have done is just had a discussion, provided feedback, made changes, and then as soon as there were no other changes and people were in support of the document, we moved forward with finalizing it. So that's my experience. It's worked well. We dealt with a lot of opposition as well in those conversations, and we were able to flesh it out. I don't see a reason to need a document with signatures, or as long as we could just have a simple statement that members of the working group, you know, support. If that makes people feel better, I've never had that. So these are just the options that I'm thinking of. So if we think we want something stronger than just group consensus, say something.
You know, you can only say that if it's true,
right?
That the members support it.
We don't know yet. Maybe this is right. Something we need to make a final call on at our next meeting once we have a draft to review and we can see how the conversation.
Well, I think if somebody doesn't support it, it's going to become relatively self-evident.
Right. Okay. So, do you feel like we want me to make a clear decision on how the end is going to go now or not?
Well, we could do that in January.
Yeah,
you can.
Right, that's what I was
preferably
saying.
In the first meeting in January, so everybody knows what the
right.
Process is.
So if it's evident that
so
we
don't
have
to do it today.
More opposition, we can have a more formal decision making process then. Okay, we will do that. So knowing that potential decision is still out there. Denise, did you have any, I feel like I haven't given you a chance to talk or share if you have anything new to add to our discussion of OH's position?
I don't at this time, thank you though.
Okay. I put number two on there, get language from OH to review as an option if we decided we wanted to incorporate something in the report, which I thought would not be appropriate based on the vote that we took. Just telling you why I put that on there, that we would want to see what they were going to write. But I think that's off the table because we took a vote on what the scope would be. So perhaps really the only thing left is to know that OEH may submit a minority report stating their position, and that might happen. There's really no further discussion needed.
Well, and Secretary of State reserves the right. We haven't reached that conclusion yet, but might happen.
Correct. Joey?
Just to throw out, so if people, it sounds like there might be some minority reports, and so I think everyone else should think about if there were minority reports, do we want a chance to respond to those in the main report? And I don't think you have to answer today, but just think about it. It might depend on what they say in the minority reports too.
Well, we might not know what they're going to say if they're submitted on the same day. So
right, we wouldn't know. But if we come back together in January and the people who are looking like they're the majority think it's important to respond to that, then we could set a deadline for the minority reports that would give time to respond, or not for the final one, but maybe for a preliminary one, or just to know what they're going to say if we want to respond.
You mean it wouldn't have to comply with that deadline, but it's
no, yeah. Of course not. But
I don't really know how minority reports work practically speaking, so I'm just trying to understand. Patricia?
Well, I recommend that we adjourn and pick up discussion of minority reports at our next meeting. So I think we've accomplished what we can accomplish today. And we have a plan, and we have a schedule, and dates, so.
I'm a leader.
Thank you.
I'll
second.
Thank you, Jody. All right, it is discussion. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Rebecca.